From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The US State Department reacts to a St. Vincent protest letter. Devaluation fears as Jamaica's budget approaches. And are CXC exams in danger of becoming too much of a test for the region's students? I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The US State Department has responded to a protest letter written by Vincentian Prime Minister Sir James Mitchell. In his letter, sent to the US Ambassador to Barbados and the East Caribbean, Prime Minister Mitchell expressed his deep disappointment at the contents of a State Department report on international narcotics control strategy. It claimed, among other things, that unsubstantiated reports persist of narcotics-related corruption in senior levels of government. The report also stated that allegations persist of narcotics traffickers providing funds for the political campaigns of both government and opposition candidates. It also stated that marijuana is now probably St. Vincent's largest export earner. In his letter, Prime Minister Mitchell expressed anger that his government had not been given any prior opportunity to refute or comment on what he called those damaging allegations. He said the report was unfair because his government has undertaken vigorous and aggressive measures to combat drug trafficking.